This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Happiness is a universal aim, meaning that most people in life seek this, and more specifically, true happiness. This is the kind of happiness and content you can feel when you're alone, for only you can make yourself happy. Like other humans, a Muslim also seeks contentment. For that, there is no need to compare your situation with other people's lives. The point is to feel content regardless of what others have or don't have. It is between you and Allah only. The contentment of a Muslim is not with the amount of possessions she or he has, but more about how secure one feels in themselves. This is often related to how much one trusts in Allah. Through Ramadan, Allah shows us that happiness might not only be achieved by satisfying our body's desires. Quite often, when we want to charge our batteries after a hard day of work, we eat, drink, and sleep. With Ramadan, Allah is telling us that there are other ways to do that, other avenues to explore. One of these avenues is linked to one's good deeds. For the good deeds bring about happiness and joy. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "The fasting person has two moments of joy. When he breaks his fast, he is happy with his break fast. And when he meets his Lord, he is content with his fast." This Ramadan, the unfortunate reality is that our masajid may be shut. This is quite distressing for many. However, we should reflect on, is our happiness linked to the material aspect of the masjid? Or is it the spiritual connection to the masjid as the house of Allah? For more about happiness and the content of a Muslim, make sure you grab a copy of our latest book, 30 Steps Towards a Refreshing Ramadan, which has many pointers and indicators about this very topic. Assalamu alaikum.